So according to the HSA blood donation app, it keeps a record, and I've so far donated about 38 times. I started donating blood at the age of 30. I've been donating blood regularly about 3 to 4 times a year. I only became a more active blood donor when I was about 36 or 37 years old, when I started to learn Buddhism as a teaching. So even as a regular blood donor, I think it's not just about checking off the checkbox, but it's really about going through the intentions. The actual act itself would then be meaningful.
I'm 34 this year. I started my blood donation journey when I was 18 years old. I was heavily involved in the Buddhist youth class. We talked about the blood donation drive, and then we invited each other to go for it. I try to do it like 4 times a year as a vegetarian, because we don't take red meat to prepare for my blood donation itself, right? My mom would sometimes remind me to take more seaweed to increase my iron level. In advance, I would have more greens in my daily meals to make myself really ready for it.
Thank you. So I've encouraged my wife to also step up to donate blood. So she did it a couple of years ago, but only to find out that after going through the whole process, her blood was actually rejected due to a low immunity count. But I think she still was happy trying to offer part of herself to the community.
There was actually a saying that impacted me. It says that in life there are like thousands of problems. And then if you are not healthy, you will only have one problem, and that is our health. And then the other problems don't matter. So of course, if you have a healthy body, then like, why not, you know, contribute yourself to the society.
In Singapore, we only have 1.3% who are blood donors. And out of this, we need to supply over 34,000 patients just last year. Many people think that the transfusion needs are often used for emergencies as well as surgeries. But in Singapore, we actually have patients who require a stable supply of blood for their treatments. For example, thalassemia as well as leukemia patients, they require blood transfusion every few weeks. And for a single organ transplant itself, minimum we require 10 units of blood. We often say that one unit of blood can save 3 lives, because each component has a specific usage for the treatment plans. So for example, red blood cells is used for surgeries and to treat anemia patients. And for platelets, we help patients with dengue for treatments, as well as plasma helps with blood clotting features. So it helps to prevent people with certain immune disease, as well as burnt patients treatment. Vesak Day, like many public holidays, is a chance for us to practice compassion and helping those in need.